proud of it. How much do we have? 40 minutes. Yeah. Okay, so presentation. Okay. Okay, so basically going with our trend of vegetables, and we selected the color and approximate shape of banana. So basically it's the flip open thing again. So we have the, okay, so Marika will explain you the user interface there, and it flips open on the side, so it opens like that. And we have the user interface in here, and the LCD and the scroller inside. Well, everything else is probably user interface, so yeah. Oh yeah, yeah it is, yeah. Yeah, well, but since it's made of rubber anyway, I think it's
So the user interface, as we discussed last time, on the cover we just have the very basic thing. Mm-hmm. We have the channels here starting from 1, 2, 3, there would be numbers in the on the actual one. So it's 4, up to 7, 9 and 0. Zero here. Yeah. And then well this is on off button.
It's on the side. No, we did not put that in the design. So on the cover we have the bare essentials. On the LCD, the main menu will have various options. Yeah, it's hidden in there somewhere. We ran out of resources here, so you can have a look. Yeah, see the budget. I guess we'll give it maximum points and everything. So yes. Okay. Well, I can take note. The only thing that we were considering was that this thing is kind of more for right-handed people than for left-handed people. So if you're left-handed, you're kind of left scrolling with your finger. But then, yeah. Yeah. So, but it's not a huge problem because it is operatable. Right. One more thing is that it might be a little clumsy when it opens up, right? So it opens in the side. So yeah, I mean, yeah. So you guys can decide whether. Yeah, but we which makes it kind of really big. This kind of makes it more handy, and two, it might interfere with the IR channel. Okay. Right. Okay. No, we have a locator. Yeah. Yeah. Intuitive, completely intuitive. And even the scroll, it's a new technology, so might be a little more difficult for people to get used to in the beginning. So it is kind of not very intuitive, but it's a good technology. I mean, once they get used to it. Yeah. So okay. You can't give a 7 in everything, so.
I'm glad you're accepting that. I think that's kind of why.
It's
I don't know. I mean, the repetitive stress things, but then who would be really pushing the buttons so much on the remote control anyway?
yeah, unless you are all the time sitting. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is ergonomic. Yeah. And moreover, it has the LCD and everything so that we minimize the pressing of the buttons anyway. Absolutely.
No, I'm not showing up as the things there, but it only have bullet points there. That's
that's the second one. So you must have changed your.
So it has voice control. Innovator. Yeah, it's the most sophisticated remote that I've ever seen. Yeah, but they've been brought together in a remote. Absolutely. The carrot banana remote. I think that's a pass. There are how many sixes? 1, 2, 3. And 1, 5. 28, 38, 46, 46 and 5, 51. 51 divided by. I guess you'll have to wait for it. Advanced, yeah. Anything, I think, which is not monotonic. Yeah. No,
yeah.
We have a yeah. No. No, we're not using any of that. What is the limit? I don't think so. No. No, it says what is the kind of interface? If it is push button, then you get a 0.5. It's a scroll wheel. So we've put it's push button and scroll wheel and LCD display. So that's the three kind of interfaces that we have. What's our criteria? Okay. It does not have for voice recognition, but it does have for the feedback speaker that when you press one, it says one or it says hello. And the locator also goes away. Also, in the case, I'm not sure that you will evaluate this as a curved surface because it's just rubber, so it's probably a flat surface rubber. I mean, yeah. So that would mean that we cannot press. How do we make a selection in the LCD? If in the LCD we can scroll, right? But how do we make a selection if you cannot push the button? No, but hey, it's the scroll wheel, and I thought we were referring to this as a scroll spinning wheel and push button thing. That comes with the LCD. Oh, so the this is. So we are adding costs for both, right? Okay. I mean, I think this is a good. Instead of scrolling here, we have two buttons here up for up and down on the side. Sounds good actually, yeah. Divide that. We have, yeah. Not really, no. Because we keep all the features, we keep voice recognition, we keep LCD display. Instead of having scrolling, we just push the buttons. Yeah. Yeah. But we lose the locator. So instead of a speaker, problem.
Which color? The color of the terminal?
Oh, the beacon thing.
It can be yellow as well, it can come in a second color.
Because
in case
we want to use it.
Yeah, this one is more gray. Can you get pen more gray?
I think I think one thing that was lacking was that we did not know what the various things cost to begin with, and we kept adding things randomly. So had we known, yeah, that or not, yeah. So all the random decisions at the end could have been prevented. Yeah, it's I wonder what one of these costs. Yeah. I guess it was a fairly small group, so all of us got to express our opinions. I thought that was good though, because if you're given too much time, then you've got nothing to do with your time. And yeah. Although we could have made the hours better had we had 5 more minutes. We certainly are. Yeah, same here. Oh, no. I don't think so. Is there a questionnaire already sent?